Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Sunday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
On this day, the first of days, God the Father's name we praise, who creation's Lord and Spring did the world from darkness bring. On this day, the eternal Son over death his triumph won. On this day the Spirit came with his gifts of living flame. Father, who didst fashion man, God-like in thy loving plan, fill us with that love divine, and conform our wills to thine. Word made flesh, all hail to thee. Thou from sin hast set us free, and with thee we die and rise unto God in sacrifice. Holy Spirit, you impart gifts of love to every heart. Give us light and grace, we pray. Fill our hearts this holy day. God the Blessed, Three in One, may thy holy will be done. In thy word our souls are free, and we rest this day.
Who can climb the Lord's mountain or stand in his holy place?
Who can climb the Lord's mountain or stand in his holy place?
The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made firm.
Who can climb the Lord's mountain or stand in his holy place?
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
Who can climb the Lord's mountain or stand in his holy place?
He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him. Seek the face of the God of Jacob.
Who can climb the Lord's mountain or stand in his holy place?
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory.
Who can climb the Lord's mountain or stand in his holy place?
Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war.
Who can climb the Lord's mountain or stand in his holy place?
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory.
Who can climb the Lord's mountain or stand in his holy place?
Who is he, the King of Glory? He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of Glory.
Who can climb the Lord's mountain or stand in his holy place?
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
When your Son was unjustly condemned, Lord God, and surrounded by the impious, he cried to you, and you set him free. Watch over your people as the treasure of your heart, and guide their steps along safe paths, that they may see your face.
Who can climb the Lord's mountain or stand in his holy place?
Bless our God, you nations of the world. He has given us life. Alleluia.
Bless our God, you nations of the world. He has given us life. Alleluia.
Cry out with joy to God, all the earth. O sing to the glory of his name. O render him glorious praise. Say to God, how tremendous your deeds.
Bless our God, you nations of the world. He has given us life. Alleluia.
Because of the greatness of your strength, your enemies cringe before you. Before you all the earth shall bow, shall sing to your name.
Bless our God, you nations of the world. He has given us life. Alleluia.
Come and see the works of God. Tremendous his deeds among men. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river dry shod.
Bless our God, you nations of the world. He has given us life. Alleluia.
Let our joy then be in him. He rules forever by his might. His eyes keep watch over the nations. Let rebels not rise against him.
Bless our God, you nations of the world. He has given us life. Alleluia.
O peoples, bless our God. Let the voice of his praise resound, of the God who gave life to our souls and kept our feet from stumbling.
Bless our God, you nations of the world. He has given us life. Alleluia.
For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You led us, God, into the snare. You laid a heavy burden on our backs.
Bless our God, you nations of the world. He has given us life. Alleluia.
You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but then you brought us relief.
Bless our God, you nations of the world. He has given us life. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Bless our God, you nations of the world. He has given us life. Alleluia.
Listen to me, all you who revere God. Let me tell you what great things he has done for me. Alleluia.
Listen to me, all you who revere God. Let me tell you what great things he has done for me. Alleluia.
Burnt offering I bring to your house. To you I will pay my vows. The vows which my lips have uttered, which my mouth spoke in my distress.
Listen to me, all you who revere God. Let me tell you what great things he has done for me. Alleluia.
I will offer burnt offerings of fatlings with the smoke of burning rams. I will offer bullocks and goats.
Listen to me, all you who revere God. Let me tell you what great things he has done for me. Alleluia.
Come and hear, all who fear God. I will tell what he did for my soul. To him I cried aloud, with high praise ready on my tongue.
Listen to me, all you who revere God. Let me tell you what great things he has done for me. Alleluia.
If there had been evil in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has heeded the voice of my prayer.
Listen to me, all you who revere God. Let me tell you what great things he has done for me. Alleluia.
Blessed be God who did not reject my prayer, nor withhold his love from me.
Listen to me, all you who revere God. Let me tell you what great things he has done for me. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Almighty Father, in the death and resurrection of your own Son, you brought us through the waters of baptism to the shores of new life. By those waters and the fire of the Holy Spirit, you have given each of us consolation. Accept our sacrifice of praise. May our lives be a total offering to you, and may we deserve to enter your house and there with Christ praise your unfailing power.
Listen to me, all you who revere God. Let me tell you what great things he has done for me. Alleluia.
God's word is alive. It strikes to the heart.
It pierces more surely than a two-edged sword.
From the first book of Samuel. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you grieve for Saul, whom I have rejected as king of Israel? Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem, for I have chosen my king from among his sons." But Samuel replied, "How can I go? Saul will hear of it and kill me." To this the Lord answered, "Take a heifer along and say, 'I have come to sacrifice to the Lord.' Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I myself will tell you what to do. You are to anoint for me the one I point out to you." Samuel did as the Lord had commanded him. When he entered Bethlehem, the elders of the city came trembling to meet him and inquired, "Is your visit peaceful, O seer?" He replied, "Yes, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. So cleanse yourselves and join me today for the banquet." He also had Jesse and his sons cleanse themselves and invited them to the sacrifice. As they came, he looked at Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed is here before him." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not judge from his appearance or from his lofty stature, because I have rejected him. Not as man sees does God see, because man sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart." Then Jesse called Abinadab and presented him before Samuel, who said, "The Lord has not chosen him." Next, Jesse presented Shammah, but Samuel said, "The Lord has not chosen this one either." In the same way, Jesse presented seven sons before Samuel, but Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen any one of these." Then Samuel asked Jesse, "Are these all the sons you have?" Jesse replied, "There is still the youngest, who is tending the sheep." Samuel said to Jesse, "Send for him. We will not begin the sacrificial banquet until he arrives here." Jesse sent and had the young man brought to them. He was ruddy, a youth handsome to behold and making a splendid appearance. The Lord said, "There, anoint him, for this is he." Then Samuel, with the horn of oil in hand, anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David. When Samuel took his leave, he went to Ramah.
I have placed a crown on my warrior and have exalted the one chosen from among the people.
My strong right hand will be with him always.
I have found David, my servant, and with my holy oil I have anointed him.
My strong right hand will be with him always.
A reading from A Treatise on the Trinity by Faustus Luciferanus, priest. Our Savior received a bodily anointing, and so became a true king and a true priest. Both king and priest he was of his very self. A Savior could be nothing less. Hear in his own words how he himself became a king. I have been appointed king by God on Zion, his holy mountain. Hear in the Father's words that he was a priest. You are a priest forever, in the line of Melchizedek. Aaron was the first under the law to be made a priest by being anointed with chrism. Yet the Father does not say, in the line of Aaron, lest it be believed that the Savior's priesthood could be passed on by inheritance. For at that time Aaron's priesthood was transmitted by lineal descent. But the Savior's priesthood is not inherited, because this priest lives on forever. Therefore Scripture says, you are a priest forever, in the line of Melchizedek. There is therefore a Savior in the flesh who is both a king and a priest, though his anointing was not physical, but spiritual. Among the Israelites, those kings and priests who were actually anointed with oil were either kings or priests. No man could be both king and priest. He had to be one or the other. Only Christ was both king and priest, because he had to come to fulfill the law. He alone possessed the twofold perfection of kingship and priesthood. Those who had been anointed with the oil of kingship or priesthood, although they received only one of these anointings, were called messiahs. Our Savior, however, who is the Christ, was anointed by the Holy Spirit so that the passage in Scripture might be fulfilled. God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness and raised you above your companions. The difference, then, between the one Christ and the many Christs is in the anointing, since he was anointed with the oil of gladness, which signifies nothing other than the Holy Spirit. This we know to be true from the Savior himself. When he took the book of Isaiah, he opened it and read, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me." He then said that the prophecy was fulfilled in the hearing of those listening. Peter, the prince of the apostles, also taught that the chrism, which made the Savior a Christ, was the Holy Spirit, that is to say, the power of God. When in the Acts of the Apostles Peter spoke to that faithful and merciful man, the centurion, he said among other things, "After the baptism which John preached, Jesus of Nazareth, whom God anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power, started out in Galilee, and traveled about performing powerful miracles, and freeing all who were possessed by the devil." So you see that Peter too said that Jesus in his humanity was anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power. Thus Jesus in his humanity truly became the Christ. By the anointing of the Holy Spirit, he was made both king and priest forever.
See how great is the one who comes to save the nations.
He is the King of justice, whose reign will never end.
For our sake, Jesus went before us into heaven, and he has become a high priest forever in the line of Melchizedek.
He is the King of justice, whose reign will never end.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you.
to you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated
trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope,
and we shall never hope in vain.
Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, that we may always revere and love your holy name, for you never deprive of your guidance those you set firm on the foundation of your love. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.